What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled "The Scamorona Vaccine Murdered One of Our Women in the Muslim Community the Other Day." So, believe it or not, guys, the Muslim community was big on taking the Scamorona vaccine here in South Florida. There are still Muslims out there who are actually wearing the mask, believe it or not. And just to show you how crazy most Muslims were about Scamorona, there were mosques here in South Florida that required a vaccine passport, even though Governor Ron DeSantis said it is illegal to require a vaccine passport in the state of Florida. There were mosques out there willing to risk a $5,000 fine for requiring a vaccine passport here in Florida. The Muslim community, gentlemen, is gung-ho about Scamorona. I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. Arabs or Muslims are actually bigger followers of Satan than the Zionists are. You know, at least the Zionists somewhat are aware of their Satan worship. The Muslims, on the other hand, they take that stuff, they drink it whole, and they do not question it. So, the lady who died just 2 days ago, she was 34 years old, nurse. And obviously, as a nurse, she probably took all 27 Scamorona shots. What ended up happening is that she got a heart attack, right? So she called 911. By the time the ambulance showed up, she was already dead, okay? Guys, I've worked with Americans, old Americans, alcoholics, drug takers, smokers in their 50s. They've had heart attacks, and the motherfucker didn't even know he had a heart attack until he actually went to the hospital saying, "Hey, my chest feels kind of funny. What's going on?" Yet this girl, her heart feels funny, and minutes later, boom, shaka laka 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 laka, she's dead of a heart attack. Now, here's what's really sad, okay? This is what's sad, okay? Ready? Are you preparing yourself for it, guys? According to the healthcare system here in America, the reason why she had a heart attack was due to the stress of being a single mother. Guys, if being a single mother was reason for a woman to die of a heart attack, and let me say that to be absolutely clear, she is a perfectly fit, young, healthy woman in her early mid-30s. For her to die of a heart attack due to stress of being a single mother, 50% of the American woman would be dead. Because as we all know, 50% of American women now are single mothers. Guys, at this point, this is Noah's Ark. You're either on the Ark or off the Ark. The Muslim community, gentlemen, is off the Ark. Let me tell you something, guys. If you are a Muslim and you died of a heart attack because you took the Scamorona vaccine, guess what? I'm not going to go to your funeral. Now, will God send you to heaven later on? Maybe, maybe not. All I know is you know the truth, but you said, "No, I'm going to believe Fauci. I'm going to believe Netanyahu. I'm going to believe Biden." I, Amr Mitwal, have been telling you guys from day number one, not only is this a scam, but they're gonna kill you with the vaccine. If you guys remember, I did a video Over 2 years ago, I was still in Mountain View, California. I was standing outside an IKEA watching all the cattle go through a line trying to get inside IKEA, and they're all wearing masks. And I told you guys that these Scamarona vaccines, that's what's gonna kill you. That the Scamarona vaccine is gonna give you AIDS. Not only are you getting AIDS, and you guys have to understand, AIDS stands for autoimmune deficiency syndrome. Okay? AIDS in itself is not a disease. It simply means that your body has been subjected to a virus that makes your immune system compromised, okay? So not only is the Scamarona vaccine making your body, making your immune system immunocompromised, it's giving you fucking heart attacks. This is why we are seeing young, perfectly healthy people keel over for absolutely no reason at all, and yet the Muslim community genuinely thinks that this girl died due to having stress. Gentlemen, there is no hope for the vaccinated. If you took the vaccine because the government put a gun to your head and said you have to take the vaccine or we're gonna kill you, okay, that's one thing. But if you took the vaccine because Fauci told you, because the Zionists told you, because Biden told you, as far as I'm concerned, you are not a faithful of God. You are a kafir. As far as I'm concerned, if you took the vaccine because you wanted to, you are a kafir. Now, Islam tells us that in end of days, a big, big sinkhole will open up. And that sinkhole, a lot of people are going to be swallowed up. And the Muslims asked, if there are good people, will there be good people swallowed up along with the bad people when this giant sinkhole opens up? The Prophet Muhammad said, yes. And it will be up to God if he wants them to go to hell or go to Jannah. That sinkhole is an allegory for the Scamarona vaccine. Okay, there is not a real sinkhole. For all of you Muslims out there who know what I'm talking about, this is the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad that a giant sinkhole will open up and it will swallow a whole lot of people. This is not a real sinkhole. This is an allegory for the vaccine. A lot of people out there, guys, they took the Scamarona vaccine. Some were first. Some took it because they were ignorant. Some and most took it because they believed in Fauci. They believed in Biden. They believed in Netanyahu, but they didn't believe in the God of Abraham. Okay? Guys, you need to understand something, man. Scamarona doesn't kill anybody, okay? Scamarona is a fucking hoax. Is coronavirus real? Yeah, of course. That's where the motherfucking common cold comes from. I have had Scamarona, guys. I told you guys. A little bit over a year ago, I had Scamarona. Yeah, it was bad. But you know what? After 2 days, I was fine and dandy like cotton candy. Then about half a year ago, I had Scamarona again. It was pretty much a nothing burger. It was Omicron. It was nothing. And ever since then, I've been healthy as a horse, thank God. So a lot of people out there who took this Scamarona vaccine, what they were really saying is, God of Abraham, your immune system is trash. We believe in Fauci. We believe in Netanyahu. We believe in Biden. We just don't believe with you. Now, just for the record, guys, I am not against vaccines, okay? I'm not against vaccine in special circumstances. For example, you know, 2.5 years ago, a little bit before Scamarona started, I had a dirty wound in a river where I was fishing. I stepped on a freaking shard and it pretty much opened up the bottom of my leg. They offered me a tetanus shot, which I took. Why? Because a tetanus shot will save you from getting infected due to a dirty wound. So I am not against vaccines when there is an actual need for a freaking vaccine, you know? That's like me getting, stepping on the glass and saying, oh no, my feet is bleeding, it's okay, I'm just gonna continue fishing and not seeking medical attention, which obviously I need. And again, in Islam, you are okay to get medical attention, okay? In Islam, if you have a wound, whatever, something is wrong with you, seek medical attention. However, when you have your perfectly good immune system and then they tell you, oh yeah, the problem here is your immune system just isn't good enough for Scamarona, you have to take this vaccine because your immune system, your God-given immune system is not good enough. And you're like, okay, I'm going to take the vaccine because my God-given system is not good enough. Guess what? You become a kafir. Let me say that one more time. For all the people out there who claim to be faithful, who took the Scamarona vaccine because their God-given immune system just wasn't good enough, guess what? You have committed shirk. You have put Fauci, Netanyahu, Biden higher than God. Therefore, you are a kafir. And like I said, if you die of the Scamarona vaccine, I'm not gonna go to your funeral because you might be a kafir. Are you a kafir? I don't know. I'm not God. All I know is if you took the Scamarona vaccine, you get a heart attack, you die, then chances are you're not a Muslim or a faithful follower of God, whether you are Christian, Jew, whatever, right? So the point I want to get across to you guys in this video is not that people are dying, we should worry, is that there is no point in talking with people who have been vaccinated willingly, okay? God himself gave up on people. God said to Noah, Noah, stop preaching. Build the ark. Those who believe have believed. Everybody else is going to the hellfire. This is where we are, gentlemen, okay? Those who believe in Scamarona, those who have willingly taken the vaccine, it's pretty much over for them. So you and I, guys, we should no longer try to convince people that what you did is a mistake. Again, the Muslim community. I mean, this lady died 2 days ago. They buried her this morning. You know, Christian, Jews, and supposedly, Christian, Jews, and Muslims, we bury our dead like within 24, 48 hours, you know, because that's the proper way, you know. I know some Christians like to parade their dead around in a casket for like weeks, but you're supposed to bury your dead within hours, you know. So, did they do an autopsy on this girl and see that maybe, just maybe, she has blood clots the size of fucking worms in her veins? Nope. They just buried her and they believed the Zionist narrative that she died due to having stress. Unbelievable, guys. Unbelievable, man. You know, I don't talk to Muslim people anymore, guys. You know, we live in a world where the Christians, the Jews, heck, even the Hindus are actually more based than so-called Muslims. I mean, how do you Muslim people do it, man? How can you bow your head to God, to Allah, and then trust Fauci? I don't know how they do it, man. Again, there were mosques here in Florida that said, no vaccine, no Allah. And they were willing to take a $5,000 fine because, again, Governor DeSantis said it's illegal to require vaccine passports here in the state of Florida. But the Muslims didn't care. Oh, no. Fauci said vaccine or nothing. So, in that case, Fauci, Biden, Netanyahu was elevated above the God of Abraham. Once you elevate somebody's word above that of God, you become a kafir, and there is no point of recourse. There is no return from Jahannam for you, okay, guys? So, the bottom line here, guys out there, you guys out there watching, please, please don't try to wake up anybody in your family or your friends. Just let them be. Like I said, man, I don't talk about this shit to anybody in the Muslim community. You know, there are some Muslim guys out there who watch my shit and they come out to me and they say, man, Amr, you're 100% right. We agree with you. We are surprised that there are guys like you out there who know what's going on. You know, very, very few Muslims out there are fucking based. I would venture to say 98, maybe 99% of the Ummah of Muhammad, they're totally on board with Scamarona, sadly and unfortunately. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of people out there who are going to die, guys. And it might be your Muslim family, your Muslim friend. Same thing with Christians, Jews, Hindus. Hey, man, ain't nothing you can do about it. If somebody willingly took the vaccine, hey, man, it's a GG for them. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace!